It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, widely viewed as one of the greatest compositions in the world and among the most performed works. But one conductor says audiences are being misled because orchestras play it way too slowly, 20 minutes too slowly to be exact. Benjamin Zander, music director of the Boston Philharmonic Orchestra, has recorded a faster new version with London's Philharmonia Orchestra that slashes the usual 100-minute score to just 80 minutes to be released in June. There are indeed many recordings nowadays that claim to have followed Beethoven's intentions in the matter of tempo, but none does so completely, not even close, Mr. Zander said. Although Beethoven included clear tempo marks, Zander claims they were never intended to be taken so literally. Symphony No. 9 is the final complete symphony by Beethoven, composed between 1822 and 1824, when the composer was totally deaf. Dutch composer John Borstlap said Zander may be right about the tempos. He says his disability may have led Beethoven to score the piece too slowly. We know that the composers often imagine their music faster in the lightweight space of their mind than they would in reality, where the sound is influenced by many physical factors, he said. Singer Julie Fuchs has claimed she's been fired from the role of Pamina in Mozart's The Magic Flute because of safety concerns. Julie was due to perform in Mozart's The Magic Flute at the Hamburg State Opera next month, but in a Facebook post, she said she'd been told the artistic integrity of the production cannot be maintained if the soprano singing Pamina is 4 months pregnant. As is the case with most women, in the second trimester of my pregnancy, I am happy to report that I am feeling full of energy, and my good health has been confirmed by my doctors, she said. Fuchs told Britain's Classic FM, I understand that my pregnancy does present the need for certain accommodations. It's for this reason I gave Staatsoper Hamburg the most advance warning possible in order to give them ample time to solve any challenges. In a statement on Twitter yesterday, the company said, the Hamburg State Opera regrets that we are not allowed to fill the soprano Julie Fuchs in the role of Pamina in The Magic Flute. After a thorough examination, it's not possible to change the staging so that there's no danger for the expectant mother. The legal situation for the protection of the expectant mother is clear. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Also listen every weekday at noon for your most wanted hour with Linda Cassidy playing your top 100 classical hits. I'm Randy Kinkle for KBOX This Week in Classical Music, member-supported 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.